You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Mr. Ralph White, business coach, author, and CEO of PossibilitiesUnlimited.com, and we are here to discuss growing your business success. Mr. Ralph White has over a half of a century of business experience, and his mission is to share his experience and the experiences of the over 5,000 people he has coached to reduce your learning curve in both time and money. Certainly sounds like a great listen. And Mr. White, it's certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm delighted to be here. Looking forward to sharing what knowledge I have and experience with your guests today.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to hearing from you as well. I'm sure our listeners are going to gain a lot from hearing from you and that half of a century of experience. Not every day we get to have people like yourself join us, so we do appreciate your time as well. First of all, for starters, what is the biggest challenge that faces an entrepreneur to kick things off?
The biggest challenge that faces an entrepreneur is managing their time and their resources. Every single client that I've ever started with starts out with, I don't have enough time, I have more things to do and handle than it's possible to accomplish, and they're confronted with how do they manage this very precious resource, and how do they make sure that they're putting their time and attention where it's going to produce the biggest results and staying focused. Those are the biggest challenges. Overcoming that is sort of like the doorway that you have to go through to be successful.
Also, what are the three things that most, if not all, entrepreneurs need to be successful?
Well, to be successful, you've got to have a system for selling. I divide the business into a selling system, a delivery system, and the third element is collections. So if you look at your sales process, that consists of two facets. One is the marketing, and marketing is creating the opportunities for sales. And then selling is having conversations with people who have the potential of using your goods or services. So the selling phase of your business is really predicated on the opportunities. If you have an abundance of opportunities, it's easy to sell. You can almost be inept at selling if you have an abundance of opportunities. I find it interesting how people, hire a salesman and just say, go sell. My question is, what are the opportunities? What are the leads? Where do your customers going to come from? So it's the development of that front end and then feeding it into the sales system, which closes the sale, determines what the customer needs, and creates the beginning of the delivery process. And the delivery process is all of the people, the systems, the machines, that you use to fulfill on whatever it is that you're selling, whatever your business entity is designed to do. So we sell it through marketing and sales. We deliver it through order processing, doing whatever kind of work it is, and a quality portion of the system. So that's in the delivery. And then the last element is collections. You got to be able to bill for it and collect it. I find it interesting that there are people that can get through the sale and the delivery, but they don't manage the collection. So it's a critical aspect of a successful business.
And I hope a lot of folks heard that loud and clear. Good stuff there. Now, how do you know, or what are some good signs that tell you or someone when you're on the pathway to being successful?
Well, an interesting answer to that is that the ability to say no is a critical piece of the pathway to success. So the ability to say no to business that is not a fit for you. You know, I start working with people and usually they're taking any piece of business that comes their way. You know, I need sales, I need to have income. So they're diligently trying to capture every sales opportunity that comes their way. As I work with them and they start analyzing their costs and start getting really clear on the kind of work that fits them, there is an abundance of work out there. And the key is, again, with the if you have the sufficient opportunities, then you can look through the projects and actually choose the work you're doing. You know, that's a key first step. So it's the ability to say no to work that doesn't fit you. It's also the ability to say no to things that don't work in your business. I divide your business into here's the things that work, here's the things that don't work. And my coaching is, you know, identify the things that work and do more of them. Identify the things that don't work and stop it. You know, eliminate them. And so you've got to be able to say no to employees that are not producing the results or processes that are not delivering what you need to be successful. So now that we can say no, the second element of a highly successful business is the ability to hire and fire people. In other words, to get the right people on the bus in the right seats. If you're going to, you know, a business is a team of people coming together to produce a result. And that team includes your customers, it includes your vendors, it includes your banker, it includes, you know, your employees, includes the UPS man. All of those people are part of your team. And in order to be successful, you've got to be able to, you know, choose the right people to get them on the team. Now you move to the ability to build a system that works, that is not solely dependent on you. You make the transition. I say that people that have a business that is where they're making all the decisions, where everybody comes to them and asks what they want done next, I call that wagon wheel management, to where you're the hub of the wheel. And in that type of business, you know, you're limited by your back to your time. That becomes the constraint. So you want to shift to where you have a business that will, in fact, run without you. Like you go on vacation, you come back, you find out that sales went up or things went well. That's a sign of a business that's highly successful and it has a system that delivers the services. If you don't have a system, if the business won't function without you, what you have is a job. You know, to have a business, it has to be able to be separate from you. So those are some of the key elements of to have your business be successful.
Also, what does a business owner need to know about their financials?
Good question. Thank you. Business is a game of numbers. You know, it's money in, money out. And I encounter people that say that I don't like the numbers or I don't like finances or I don't want to do accounting. All of those aspects of the business or the statements are need to be transformed. And to be successful in business, it's not about doing one thing really, really well. Like you could be the best salesperson on the planet or the best attorney on the planet. So it's not about doing one thing really well. It's about doing many things well. So I look at when I'm analyzing the financials of a company is I look at the sales of the company. That tells me how big the company is. So it gives me a sense of the magnitude of that we're dealing with. Then I go down to the bottom line, you know, the profit and loss of the company. Are they making money? You know, so I now have a sense of the size of it and whether or not they're making money. And then I go to the third element is I go to the gross profit. Gross profit is sales minus the cost of labor and materials and those things directly associated with the product. That gives you your gross profit. And I tell clients, you know, the reason I'm so focused on gross profit is I get, as a consultant, paid out of gross profit. So if there's not enough gross profit there or you're not growing your gross profit, and I've seen a number of businesses, large sales number, very small net profit number, and a very small gross profit number, not very successful. So your sales, your net profit, your gross profit are the three key financial numbers that every business owner needs to have a familiarity with. It needs to be comfortable and looking at it and tracking it. You can't manage what you can't measure. So if you're running your business by the numbers and measuring the different facets of your business, that'll give you the ability to grow it, manage it, make it more successful. So those would be the things you'd want to know about your financials.
And most helpful today, we're joined by Mr. Ralph White, business coach, author, and CEO of PossibilitiesUnlimited.com here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. White, what should a business owner be measuring for?
Well, you look for your measurements of performance. Like for instance, with every employee should have a job description, and that job description would include the function that they're going to provide. It would include their responsibilities. And then I insist on a measurement of performance. I find it interesting that people hire employees, don't have job descriptions, don't have a measurement of performance, and therefore don't have a way for people to know whether or not they're winning in their jobs. So I would definitely have job descriptions. I would have measurements of performance for the employees. I would measure for sales. As I mentioned earlier, gross profit, net profit, those are key elements. I like to look at the business and say, okay, what are the numbers that if I knew those numbers, if I received an email with that set of numbers, I would know that the business is healthy and moving in the direction that I want it to go. So I would track any number that would indicate that level or give me a sense that I have my hands on the dials and the levers of my business. So I frequently have people, you know, look at their position or look at what they want to improve and come up with a key performance indicator, KPI is what's often said, and start tracking it. And then look at, as you move it in one direction or the other, what happens to the business? What results does it produce? So it's sort of, there's certain, the basic numbers, and then you look at what numbers that are special or unique to your business that will, like the speedometer on your car, you know, there's a, you know, the dash gives you access to information that gives you the ability to drive more effectively. You need that same access. You need that same ability to make decisions based on information, and therefore the tracking and the measuring of is what gives you that the power of being able to decide when to push a little more on the gas, go a little faster, to know what resources you have so that you don't run out of gas in your business.
What are the steps to success for a business owner or entrepreneur? I know that's a loaded question, but I'm sure you have a good response for that.
Well, thank you for asking. That just happens to be the name of my book, 12 Steps to Success in Business Life. And I put the word business life together as one word because you don't have a business and then separately have a life. You know, most people, you know, realize once they go into business that it's collapsed. They're very much integral to one another. And so to be successful, you've got to include both aspects of life. I look at winning the game called life is the ability to identify where you want to go and to make progress towards that on a weekly basis. So am I going to get to where I want to go? You know, let's say I want to double the size of my business, or I want to triple my income, or I want to build a business that's going to sell for a certain dollar amount. Any of those objectives, my ability to choose where I want to go and then make progress every week, you know, or identify that I didn't make progress. So, you know, one of the key steps is designing the future of your business, that choosing, that coming up with, you know, what is our objective? What do we want to accomplish with this business? And then after you've chosen that, then it's being able to visualize the steps that it's going to take to get there. It's to come up with a plan that will give you access to it. If you can't develop a plan, you highly probable you're not going to be able to get there. And planning gives you access to the information to decide if, in fact, after you've done the plan, you may decide you may not want to go where you designed. We've got the vision of where we're going. We've got planning. And then you've got to have a high-performance team. That's a key step in order to success, because without the team, you're not going to arrive. You've got to be able to manage your time. And then there's an element, I call it keeping things in existence. An existence system is how you keep track of information, how you manage the to-dos and the actions and the plans and the information of your business. Your business, you know, the existence system is your computer system. It's your memory. It's the people. It's your accounting system. It's whatever you use to keep information relevant and close. And a business is sort of like the foundation of your business, because the how big your business can grow is really limited by how many particles you can keep in existence. You know, that's the reason that computers, like your accounting system, you know, you wouldn't want to have to keep all of that information in your head. You know, it wouldn't be possible. So you have an existent system for that accounting. So I really emphasize that as one of the key steps is build a way to keep your projects, your plans, your commitments, your promises, to keep things in existence. So that would definitely be very important in having a successful business.
Lastly, what does winning in the game called business look like? Give us a little look at that and how we could experience that.
Okay, so I call it the whole life matrix. I divide life into four areas. One is financial viability. One is health and well-being. One is relationships. And then the fourth element is personal awareness, or spirituality, if you wish. And success is not about winning in one area. Like if you have a successful business and you're making money and you're spending all of your time and attention there, and you're spending no time on a relationship or taking care of your health or taking care of yourself, you know, you're going to have an emphasis there, but you're not going to have the quality of life that's available if you're balancing between all four areas. I look at it that it's, you know, everything is tied to time. You know, the secret of life is that everything you have in life is where you have spent your time. So anything that you have is a result of where you've spent your time. And then anything you want in life is where you're going to have to spend your time, or you're going to get someone else to spend their time there for you. So it's really about, you know, making sure that I am allocating time to taking care of myself and my health and well-being, that I do spend time with my relationships, and that I am taking care of doing something for my personal awareness, such as painting or music or art or travel or whatever it is that fulfills you. So the clients that I have that are highly, highly successful are winning the game in all four areas. They're accomplishing in all four areas. So success is not winning in only one area. Success is being able to balance your time and deliver on all four areas of life. If you can do that, I say you're winning the game, Eric.
Well, if there's nothing else that anyone heard today, it's that last statement on time. We have what we want and get what we want with how we spend our time, and everything is related to time and how we spend it. So thanks so much for all the valuable details and information and expertise shared here today. We really appreciate it. I'm assuming that if folks wanted to reach out and get more information and to be in touch, they would visit the website possibilitiesunlimited.com, or would that be another location?
No, that's the right place. Go there. I welcome you to, if you have questions, you know, send me an email at ralph@possibilitiesunlimited.com. I'd be happy to support your listeners in any way I can, because my vision is that ideas become realities, and I'm about helping people do that. You know, whatever their idea is, I want to support them in bringing that into existence and being real in the world. So possibilitiesunlimited.com and ralph@possibilitiesunlimited.com will give you access to me, and I welcome, you know, any inquiries that you might have. And thank you very much, Eric. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your show today, and look forward to listening to you in the future. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome, and look forward to the opportunity of having you back with us, and continued success. And again, thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Ralph White, business coach, author, and CEO of Possibilities.com. And for more information and for contact, again, visit PossibilitiesUnlimited.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.